Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois lawmakers' two-week fall session has come and gone with not a lot to show for it. WBEZ's Alex Degman has details.
Analysts predicted that much of the legislature's unfinished business would get punted to January, and they were right. The Senate gave final passage to what's called the Dignity and Pay Act, eliminating the subminimum wage for workers with disabilities. But other matters, like Karina's bill, a ban on modified hemp products, and a so-called medical aid in dying measure were not considered. The State House and Senate are scheduled to come back to Springfield once more before this two-year term ends for good. They'll have a lame duck session for a few days starting January 2nd, and the new General Assembly gets sworn in on the 8th. But House Republican leader Tony McCombie says there shouldn't be a lame duck session. In a statement, she said Democrats don't need more time to, quote, dream up harmful legislation. I'm Alex Degman.
A Republican congresswoman from central Illinois is pushing against progressive transgender policies. Republican Representative Mary Miller has proposed legislation rolling back changes to Title IX and supports two bills banning gender care for minors.
And then also protecting the rights of pediatricians and child psychologists who refuse to provide gender-affirming care, and for whistleblowers that are exposing doctors that are breaking the law.
Miller spoke on a panel in Washington, D.C. on Thursday with the right-leaning group American Principles Project. The group estimates that U.S. pharmaceutical companies and medical providers have made more than $4 billion on transgender care. Miller represents Illinois' sprawling 15th congressional district, which includes Mercer, Henderson, and Warren counties in the Quad Cities area. Meanwhile, Iowa's 2nd District Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says that she's all in for Donald Trump's policies heading into his second term as president. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Leo Winterer reports that includes his cabinet picks and a new department.
The Republican congresswoman backed many of President Trump's policies during his previous term, and her campaign was also endorsed by the president-elect. In a media call Thursday, Hinson said she's fully on board with the newly created Department of Government Efficiency because of how she's seen money spent during her time in Congress.
I sat back and watched my first term, $6 trillion in extra spending that I voted against get passed through. And many of these agencies over the last several years and truly over the last several decades have expanded beyond their missions and their means.
The department will be headed by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Hinson also said she's a proponent of Trump's unorthodox cabinet picks so far. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
From processed meats to produce, millions of pounds of food have been pulled off the shelves across the country due to health concerns in recent months. As Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, food contamination is one reason behind the recalls.
Listeria and deli meat, E. coli and carrots. These are just a few examples of recent bacteria outbreaks that have sickened people and in certain cases caused deaths. Byron Chavez, food safety extension specialist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, says there are many reasons why food gets contaminated.
So it could be the ingredients, it could be a food contact surface, it could be sometimes in retail spaces, it could be a worker that is sick and maybe there is a lack of protective mechanisms to prevent contamination.
He says most contaminated foods does not make it to the store, but it does happen. For him, this is where regulations, safety education, and awareness is important. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
John Deere's stock price is up 8% after reporting better-than-expected earnings on Thursday. Moline's farm equipment manufacturer raked in $1.2 billion in net income for the fourth quarter. That's down nearly 50% from a year ago, but still exceeded market expectations. The company, which has laid off thousands of workers in Iowa and Illinois this year, is estimating an annual profit of at least $5 billion. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.